Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Okay, you got the basketball playoffs going on. A lot of action happening. Prize Picks has got you. The best place to cash in on your favorite sports. It's pretty easy to play, too. All you do is pick stat projections on two or more players. You pick more or less, and you're ready to roll. Cook up some hot takes with your friends with real money this basketball season as it starts to wind itself down. Prize Picks is also a great place to go if you're into the hockey thing, too. Playoffs going on there as well. And you can all kinds of stuff like goals, hits, points. Take your pick. More or less, and you're shot at $200,000 in cash. Wow, man. So Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts. Download the app today. Use code MBCR to get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code MBCR. $50 instantly. Prize Picks, run your game.
All right. Five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
All right. Number five. This is actually just breaking. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can move forward with the transgender military ban while a legal challenge is underway. A Seattle-based judge had issued a nationwide injunction blocking it. SCOTUS said, no, you can't do that. Again, not really weighing in on the merits of any particular legal challenge, but saying, hey, look, one federal judge cannot override the executive branch's authority to manage the armed services the way they see fit.
There you go.
Yeah, so a little bit of sanity coming out of the judiciary now. Meanwhile, number four, Education Secretary Linda McMahon wrote a letter to Harvard saying they shouldn't even ask for more federal grants as they will not be approved due to the university's violations of federal law. She suggested that, you know, you should tap into those that $53 billion endowment instead of relying on taxpayer, right?
Yes.
Which you've been saying for a long time.
It's called the Van Camp Amendment.
Boy can dream. Number three, President Trump signed an executive order aimed at ending gain-of-function research in China and other nations. So there you go, some progress there. Number two, the Daily Wire is reporting that the Trump administration is getting ready to deputize local law enforcement across the country to help carry out immigration enforcement. We've already seen that in Tennessee, where over the weekend, the Tennessee Highway Patrol did a targeted operation where they were pulling cars over in, you know, for traffic violations. And then if their papers weren't in order, well, then ICE got brought in. The feds got brought in.
Yeah, the left freaking out.
And then number one, President Trump meeting with the new Prime Minister of Canada. And had this little thing to say.
See, the conflict is, and this is very friendly. We're not. This is not going to be like we had another little blow up with somebody else. That was a much different. This is a very friendly conversation.
Had a little blow up.
a little blow up with Zelensky. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like that. But I will remind you, you don't have the cards either.
Well, Canada has more cards than Ukraine does, certainly.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. You know, you mentioned Linda McMahon and Harvard. Made me think about education. Today is National Teacher's Day. Oh. Now, is your wife going to get a bunch of gifts, or is that just a thing of the past?
I don't know.
They say, you know, there's a lot of gift cards involved.
Yeah.
Restaurants, and maybe you can benefit from some of that.
My wife gets a few things.
Oh, that's nice. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. All right.
My favorite gift that sometimes people give to teachers is like lotto scratch-off tickets.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's like, okay, so you basically gave me a worthless piece of paper, and I know exactly how much you spent on it because it says it on the card.
That is true.
Thanks, I'm worth $1.
And if it hits, you're probably going to say you bought it, so you have 50% of what you get. Yeah.
It almost seemed for a second like you liked that gift.
Oh, she loves it.
Okay.
She buys the scratch-off ticket when it gets up like big crazy money, and then she'll buy a lottery ticket, and she'll get a scratch-off once in a while.
Got it. Well, I'm not going to say what I usually say then. I only say that to you or David.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it about your wife.
Oh, but that what?
It's stupid. Nobody, your trifecta's coming up.